FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The families of South African engineers Frik Potgieter and Peter Huxham are pleading with the government of Equatorial Guinea to release them in time for Christmas. Potgieter and Huxham had been imprisoned in the Central African country for nearly 2 years. They had been working at an oil rig there for over a decade when they were arrested early last year. The United Nations has called their detention arbitrary and unlawful. The families have urged compassion, saying their release will bring hope and healing this festive season. Spokesperson Sean Murphy hopes this Christmas will mark their reunion.
Over the past 670 days in unlawful detention, their physical and mental health has deteriorated significantly, with both men suffering from chronic conditions, severe weight loss, and profound mental anguish. While the South African and UK governments have been working on their case, progress has been limited. As their families, we are begging for compassion and mercy during this Christmas season.
The Hawks say they uncovered possible corruption while investigating a police officer accused of killing his fiancée in southern KZN. Sergeant Ntokozo Mngidi was nabbed last week in connection with the murder of his cop partner Ntombi Mbajwa in Umzimkulu. Mbajwa was shot dead in April this year. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says while Mngidi was in custody, they received a complaint regarding the case he had been investigating. Mhlongo says officers probing the murder then picked up that a large sum of money had been paid into his account.
That matter happened in November 2022, where a truck collided with a motor vehicle and 7 passengers died. He was then allocated that docket of culpable homicide to investigate. It is alleged that he approached the driver and demanded 60,000 rand gratification in order to squash the docket. Certain crucial evidence was omitted deliberately by the sergeant, despite he pocketed more than 30,000 rand.
Rape-accused Nigerian pastor Timothy Omotoso has concluded his cross-examination in the Gqeberha High Court. The 66-year-old, who was arrested at the city's airport in 2017, is also accused of sexual assault and human trafficking, along with his two co-accused Lusanda Solani and Zukiswa Sito. It's alleged the two women recruited young women and girls for the pastor, who was based in Durban. Lynn Williams was at court and filed this report.
State Advocate Mduduzi Mzila questioned Omotoso about the allegations of sexual assault levelled against him by the complainants. Some of the alleged sexual offences is said to have taken place in Omotoso's mission house in Durban. Omotoso denied all of the alleged acts of sexual assault. Judge Irma Schumann asked Omotoso whether girls were ever called to his bedroom. In response, he said they were called to his room to receive guidance. He also conceded that the girls would sometimes massage his feet at his request. When the trial resumes on Wednesday, Sulani is expected to take the stand. Lynn Williams, Gqeberha.
And Qatar says it will reopen its embassy in Damascus soon. The move comes after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's ouster in a rebel offensive. The top story, the families of South African engineers Frik Potgieter and Peter Huxham are pleading with the government of Equatorial Guinea to release them in time for Christmas. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.